All right, so picture this. You're finally making that trip to Indonesia. I've always dreamt of temples, beaches, the works. But then the train travel thing pops up.
Yeah, it can be a bit daunting, especially in a place as different as Indonesia.
That's where this post-nautical article comes in. It's like our guidebook for not just surviving, but actually, enjoying Indonesian train travel.
Absolutely. It's all about turning that potential travel anxiety into, well, excitement.
Exactly. So first things first, booking your ticket. They recommend ticket.com, which is great because they have an English option.
Always a plus.
But then they tell this funny story, right, about this foreign card shuffle.
Yes, that's a good one. It's almost like a rite of passage for travelers there.
Like you think you're all set to book and then bam, credit card woes.
It's because they take online security seriously, which is good. It's just different from what we might be used to. This whole whitelist thing is basically just pre-approving your cards so their system doesn't freak out.
And you do all this through their live chat, which I found surprising.
Right, but it actually makes perfect sense. In Southeast Asia, they're big on that direct, real-time customer support.
So instead of getting lost in some automated phone system, you can just message them directly.
Exactly. They're there to help,
Yeah.
even if you need to bust out Google Translate.
Which, let's be honest, we probably all will at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so tickets booked, credit card drama averted. Now we're at the train station, and the article describes it as like organized chaos.
Yes. And this is where knowing your specific station is key. Because unlike, say, airports that are usually on the outskirts, Indonesian train stations are often right in the thick of things.
Which, I mean, think about it. You step off the train and boom, you're right in the heart of the action.
It's exhilarating.
And the article talks about scanning your e-ticket or having a printed copy, but really, I think the takeaway here is to just embrace the energy. It's all part of the experience.
Absolutely. Just go with the flow.
Okay, so we've navigated the ticket buying and we're at the station and we're ready to actually like get on the train.
Right, you've made it, you're ready for the journey.
The article had some, I thought, really interesting tips about what to pack in your bag.
Yes, it really emphasized packing snacks and drinks. Yeah. Because while they mentioned that there might be food trolleys, how reliable those are, that can be a little bit hit or miss.
I mean, it makes sense, right? You don't want to be stuck there with like rumbling stomach.
Absolutely.
Speaking of essential supplies, the article mentioned getting a local SIM card.
Oh, yes.
So important.
Especially if you're planning to use ride-hailing apps like GoCar, which they recommend.
Okay, so I have to admit, this next part made me laugh. Dimming the lights for sleeping? Yeah, that is not really a thing on Indonesian trains, apparently.
For real.
Yeah, according to the article.
Another good cultural difference to keep in mind.
Right.
You might not be getting that, like, lights out, quiet time that you might be used to on other train journeys.
Yeah. So the article also mentioned, cell service might be spotty and just in general, like it's a train full of people,
Of course.
so it's going to be a lively experience.
Exactly. It's a very much a, I think, a very immersive sensory experience
Yeah.
being on a train in another country.
Which, I mean, isn't that part of the fun of it?
I think so.
It's like, why would you want to be on your phone the whole time anyway when you have this incredible scenery
Oh,
that you're
yeah.
passing through?
Exactly.
Imagine, like, instead of just that little airplane window, right? You've got this panoramic view
Oh, absolutely.
of the Indonesian countryside,
It's a completely different experience.
rice paddies, villages, maybe even a volcano in the distance.
Yeah, I'm gonna see a volcano.
It makes me want to like slow down and actually appreciate where I am.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of train travel, isn't it? It's that connection to the land
Yeah.
that you don't get when you're, 30,000 feet up in the air.
Yeah, and it's not just seeing it, it's like feeling the movement through it, you know?
It's immersive.
And speaking of connection, this kind of brings us to our final thought here, which is, the article gives us all this great practical advice,
Right.
but there's this whole other layer of like the human element of train travel that I
Yes.
think is so important.
Those chance encounters, those little moments of shared experience.
Yeah, like you could end up having a conversation with someone,
Exactly.
even if you don't speak the same language.
It's just smiles and
Or
gestures.
maybe you just like share a knowing glance with someone as you're both looking out at the same like beautiful view.
Those are the moments you remember.
Yes, those little unplanned interactions, that's where the real magic of travel happens.
Couldn't agree more.
So think of it this way. This deep dive, it's like we've given you the map, right? The
You've
tools.
gotten you to the station.
But the adventure itself,
That's all you...
That's yours to create.
And I can't wait to hear about it when you get back.
Exactly. All right. Until next time, happy travels, everyone.